Oh, this is a disclaimer slide. I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interest related to this presentation. To give you a little background, postpartum family planning and postpartum IUCD services has been started in India because 65% of women who were in the first year after their last childbirth, they want to delay their or limit their future pregnancies, but they do not use any contraceptive method. And only 26% of women who are in the first year postpartum, they use contraceptive method. So there is a huge need. And 61% of births in India take place within the birth to birth interval of 36 months. And there is globally resurgence of interest in IUCD as one of the safest and most effective contraceptive method, which is long acting and reversible. And Government of India has also started rolling out its efforts to revitalize use of intrauterine contraceptive device. In India, due to government's financial schemes, institutional deliveries have increased, they are increasing. And this provides an opportune time to offer postpartum family planning and postpartum IUCD services to women who deliver at the health facilities. So, Government of India started strengthening and scaling up of postpartum IUCD services with JAPAIGO's technical assistance. This slide shows the pace of scale-up of services. Postpartum IUCD services were started in 2009 in two states of India and only in five facilities. And now in 2013, it is in 19 states and 353 facilities are providing postpartum IUCD services. This is just to give you the pace with which the services are being scaled up. And the total number of postpartum IUCD which have been inserted from 2000, this is a figure from 2011 till August 2013, is more than 133,000. But the most pertinent question which then comes to anybody's mind is, what about the quality? What has been done about the quality of services and in this rapid pace of scale-up? To ensure quality of services, it was important that providers have clear expectations which tasks to be implemented, what is desired out of them. And there should be a uniform monitoring framework to assess the quality of services, which identifies strengths and gaps, and for that standards were needed. So that services at the facilities meet minimum standards of adequate care so that these services can be offered with greatest health benefits and minimum health risk to the large number of people. So these are the four cornerstones for the quality postpartum IUCD services: quality counseling to ensure informed choice, privacy and confidentiality, actual service provision, that is postpartum IUCD insertion, which also include client assessment, correct timing of insertion and correct technique with infection prevention measures, follow-up of clients, telephonic follow-up as well as physical follow-up, and management of logistics, supplies, services and record keeping. The first step in using standards is the setting of standards. So for setting standards, representative providers from 19 states of India, they came together at a national level meeting and they finalized 26 standards for postpartum IUCD services under four key areas. First is counseling during antenatal period, because postpartum family planning and postpartum IUCD counseling should start at the antenatal period. Second area is counseling during early labor and postpartum period. Then third is postpartum IUCD insertion and follow-up care. Fourth area is management and record keeping. So they finalized 26 standards under these four key areas, and for each standard, certain verification criteria have been identified by them. This is just a sample of one standard. They finalized 26 standards, and this is the performance standard tool in which 26 standards are there. And for each standard, for example, standard number 18, the provider correctly carried out post-procedure infection prevention tasks and instrument processing. For this, there are four verification criteria. So when these four verification criteria are met, that means this standard is achieved. Even if one verification criteria is not met, this standard is not achieved. So, the first column, performance standard, describes desired performance, and while assessing performance, verification criteria are how to assess those, and then these scores, they tell us what are the gaps. Then next step is to facilitate the use of standards. So, providers are oriented on standards during their training only, and in fact, the training of providers build competency in providing postpartum IUCD services as per standards. And then post-training supportive supervision at their workplace provides hand-holding support to them to implement services as per standards, assess performance using these standards, and identify gaps and address those gaps with appropriate interventions after doing root cause analysis. So in 2010 to 11, 46 facilities, they first used these standards to implement services and assess their performance. And to see whether this approach of using standards improved the quality of services or not, three assessments were done. One baseline, then first assessment, second assessment. And these three assessments were done 6 to 8 months apart. And these are the scores. The first four groups are the scores in the four areas. And last one is the overall score. You can see the score improved from 39% in the baseline to 82% in the second assessment. Not only that, in the baseline, only 3% of facilities, they achieved more than 80% standards, because 80% it was set as the accepted level of standards by the providers. So only 3% of facilities achieved the standard, and in the second assessment, 73% facilities achieved more than 80% standard. So the next question comes to our mind that, okay, scores have improved, but so what? Because any probe into the quality of services, it is never complete without discussing what happened to those clients who got postpartum IUCD inserted. So in the same period, 30,328 clients were followed up who got postpartum IUCD inserted around 6 weeks after insertion, and expulsion was only 2.3%, infection 0.8%, and 4% removal. That means you can see these together. 8% had some or the other problems, and 92% didn't have any problem. And there was no perforation. So this shows low levels of expulsion, infection, and removal when it is compared with the available global data on postpartum IUCD client follow-up. So this suggests that this approach of setting and using standards and involving providers in standard setting and using those standards help in achieving good results, and this results in low level of complications. Just to give you a brief update on the status of PPIUCD services in India, because it is still going on, scaling up is still going on. Total postpartum IUCD insertions done from February 10 to August 13 is more than 134,000, and only 7% of institutional deliveries. They are 7%, on an average, 7% of institutional deliveries are accepting PPIUCD, and there is a good mix of three kinds of postpartum IUCD insertion. And till now, 51,546 clients have been followed up, and the level of complications like expulsion, infection and removal are still low, and expulsion, which is the main concern with postpartum IUCD, is low, only 2.8%. So the conclusion is that involvement of providers, when they are involved in setting standards and using those standards for implementing services, assessment of performance, their buy-in for standards are high. And when services are implemented as per standards, there is low percentage of expulsion, infection and removal. Thanks for your attention.